And I have some special guests joining me in studio from the Conway Fire Department, Garrett Meador, and from the Conway Police Department, we have Ricky Goodrow. You guys are representing the Battle of the Badges, which is coming up next month. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Good morning. Thanks for coming in, Ricky. The first time here. Garrett's been with us before. Thanks for coming in, taking the time.
Yeah, thank you.
And first and foremost, I do want to thank you both for your service to this community, of course, with the police department, the fire department, always helping out whenever you can. And from the situations that people don't want to be in, you guys are headfirst into that, and we appreciate that. So thank you for your service for that.
Thanks.
That's great.
Thank you.
So in part of that, I don't know how you guys find the time, but in part of that, you get to do fun events as well when it comes to something like this, the Battle of the Badges, all in honor of the Children's Hospital at Dartmouth in Hitchcock. And this is a big event that's happening next month at the Snow Arena in Manchester. You guys get to play on the big ice. And let's talk about it, Garrett. Why don't we set it up? Just in case somebody doesn't know what the Battle of the Badges is all about, what can we do for this?
Yeah, so this is a big fundraiser game for firefighters versus police. It's been an ongoing battle for years. It's the 12th annual game. 100% of the proceeds go to the Children's Hospital,
yeah,
and towards their needs over there. And in the meantime, we all get to do our own fundraising. Each one of us has to raise $1,500 to at least play in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big, it's like I said, it's a big fundraiser. It's a great time. We get to meet the kids. We have Chad buddies, and we get to go. We saw the Monarchs game this year. We went down to for our Chad meetup. And it's good. It's a good event.
Yeah, it's a good reason to get up there. And it's kind of cool because it is state-bound. It's the whole state of New Hampshire, different organizations and different people getting involved throughout the state.
That's right. Yeah, it's throughout the whole state. And Ricky and I are the farthest north guys playing in the game. So
yeah.
It's a big part of it.
Very cool. So you're representing that Mount Washington Valley for sure. Now, Garrett, how many times have you played in the game?
This is going to be my third year playing this year. I took a little break. I played in the 2013 game and then took a little hiatus and then came back for 2 years in a row now.
Right on. And then you have drafted your buddy here from the Conway Police Department to play for the other team, which is interesting enough.
Yeah.
Ricky, your first time playing. What's your hockey experience here?
Yeah, it's my first time for Battle of the Badges.
Yeah.
I grew up in the Valley. I'm a Kennett kid, so I played hockey at Kennett.
Wonderful.
So I'm pretty familiar with the SNHU Arena. It was a Verizon Wireless Arena back when I was at Kennett, but won a couple state championships there, so it's
yeah.
Ice surface isn't new to me.
Excellent.
But, yeah, I played a little hockey after high school, but kind of a men's league goalie now, so just play for fun now.
You're playing for fun, for sure. And now, of course, the good cause that is the Chad and the Battle of the Badges. You guys can learn more details at chadhockey.org. There, both Ricky and Garrett have their own links that you can post and make a donation in support of them. And we were supposed to have Michael Lane, which is the Kennett Eagle hockey coach, speaking of which, but unfortunately he had some scheduling issues, so he wasn't able to be here today. But you guys are teaming up with Kennett High School to do kind of a cool fundraiser this coming Saturday.
Yeah, this weekend, February 16th, we're going to be meeting up with Kennett and the guys down there doing the Kennett Eagles' fifth annual teddy bear toss, and that's also for the Children's Hospital at Dartmouth.
Yeah.
So if you guys are interested in coming down to the game, it's going to be an awesome time. We're going to do chuck-a-puck between one of the periods. The game's at 3 o'clock. They're going to be playing Moultonboro-Interlake. Should be a pretty good game. And we ask that you bring new stuffed animals and teddy bears only for these games. After the game, all of the teddy bears go right to the Children's Hospital at Dartmouth. So these guys do a really good job setting this up, and we're just kind of
happy to be a part of it.
Happy to piggyback on the back of that for us. So.
Absolutely. And when it comes to the Battle of the Badges, just like the fundraising, I mean, thousands upon thousands of dollars has been raised now so far. And I did a little check at chadhockey.org. Team Fire has raised over $22,000. Team Police over $35,000, which is truly spectacular. And you guys are about $1,200 each. You guys are doing pretty well when it comes to the fundraising, but every little bit helps.
Yeah, we're getting up there. We are able to set our own goals to see how much we actually want to raise and see what a realistic goal is for everybody, and that's we're getting pretty close, so it's good.
So more fundraisers are in the works, hopefully, for this, in addition to what's happening this Saturday?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe we got a couple of things up our sleeves, and we'll see how it goes.
Excellent. Well, you guys can check out more details, chadhockey.org. Again, you can read about all the teams, all the towns that are represented by the local fire and police departments. And, of course, you want to check out the Kennett High School game that's happening this Saturday at Ham Arena. I think they're doing the fundraising where it starts around, the game says 3, I think a little before is the teddy bear toss and all of that. I think it's
teddy
that whole hour.
Teddy bear toss will be after the game.
Okay.
And then, yeah, we'll be there. We got boot drives. We got a couple of things going on.
So. Lots going on over at the
Come
Ham Arena.
Out.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. Again, again, thank you for your service here to this community, and hopefully we'll be talking to you soon more about the Battle of the Badges and about the big hockey championship. And again, for what people out there asking, what is CHAD? Again, we've mentioned it before. It's the Children's Hospital of Dartmouth-Hitchcock, and this is all going to help in the pediatric intensive care unit, also the management of chronic illnesses and the services their support, plus it helps family support services that are so important to the well-being of the children that are being helped out at the hospital. So it really is a great, great organization to get behind, and you can learn more at chadkids.org as well as chadhockey.org. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.